It's 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Monday, August 28th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please subscribe to this channel if you're watching on YouTube, the address at 5 in 10, but then guarantee that we won't be canceled. And you can do that by downloading the free SkyWatch TV app to your smartphone or tablet. I'll tell you how to do that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the expanded bricks. More bricks in the wall, as it were. The addition of 6 new members to BRICS, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, will give it an expanded, power in terms of global economy, food production, metals production. BRICS, as I mentioned, currently those 5 nations, but by next January will include Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Interesting, adding major Sunni powers like the UAE, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia especially, alongside the world's major Shia power, Iran. Argentina, almost a bit of a surprise in that group. The combined GDP of the expanded BRICS, about $65 trillion. That would raise the bloc's share of global gross domestic product from about 31.5% to about 37%. To compare, the G7 nations, which includes the U.S., the U.K., about 29.9% of global GDP. Furthermore, with the addition of the new members, BRICS nations would account for almost half of the world's food production in 2021. The group's wheat harvest amounted to about 49% of the world's total. The G7 producing about 19% of the world's total wheat. BRICS nations also an advantage in terms of production of high-tech metals like aluminum. Global aluminum output among the expanded BRICS would be about 79% compared to just 1.3% controlled by the G7. Now, just remember that until 2014, the G7 was the G8. Russia was kicked out after it seized the Crimea, which in turn was in response to the NATO-backed coup that overthrew the pro-Russian government of Viktor Yanukovych. So by kicking out Russia, much of the world's oil production, wheat harvest, and other raw materials now aligned with China. Topic number 4, getting out of town. People are fleeing major cities here in the United States. We talk about this every now and again, but we're seeing this occurring with greater frequency. Big cities in California, New York, Chicago, other large cities, shrinking. The demand is so high that moving a truck from San Francisco to, say, Austin, Texas, costs twice as much as renting a U-Haul going the opposite direction. That's because the companies that own those rental trucks have to send them back to California empty because there just aren't nobody going that way. But it's not just people. Businesses are also fleeing these large cities, which I don't need to remind you are typically run by Democrat administrations and have been for quite a long time. There's not been a Republican mayor of Chicago in my lifetime. New York and California have lost more than 370 companies since 2020 with a combined value of about $2.7 trillion. That's equivalent to about 2.5% of the United States annual GDP. The Texas GDP, the gross domestic product in the state of Texas alone, grew by about a third between 2021 and 2022. Now, these moves are affecting more than just people and businesses. New York City may have entered what experts call a doom loop, a cycle in which reduced tax revenue make it impossible for the city government to maintain city services, which means more people leave, which means less tax revenue, which means fewer city services, which means more people leave, which means fewer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until city governments recognize the impact of high taxes and high crime on the people who live in those cities, This problem will not get any better. Case in point, Dick's Sporting Goods, major retailer, 700 stores across the country here in the United States, told investors last week that it lost about $74 million in net income, $74 million off its net income during the second quarter of this year compared to the same time period in 2022, and said the main reason is organized retail theft. Gangs of young men, mostly, walking into their stores and walking out unmolested. You cannot turn a business, or you cannot turn a profit as a business when flash mob robberies are part of your daily routine. Sadly, This is leading to other retailers deciding to just leave our major cities. Walmart has closed 17 stores across 9 states this year, including all of its stores in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, Illinois. Again, until city governments start prosecuting crime like this, things won't get better. Topic number 3, Big Brother. It's just slightly dystopian. Calvary Christian Fellowship in San Jose, California, which is still in the middle of a years-long legal battle with the county over fines that it racked up during the COVID pandemic lockdowns, alleges that the county government used unconstitutional surveillance to track its members using their cell phones during the lockdown. This practice is called geofencing. It's a location-based tool used by government to track individual movements through cell phone data. Now, this is usually used by police while investigating crime, but they've got to go to court and get a warrant to be able to use it. In this case, the county didn't use this. The complaint alleges that the county and a company called SafeGraph violated the Fourth Amendment protecting the privacy of individuals, as well as the free exercise and establishment clauses of the First Amendment. In other words, the free exercise of religion. The defendants, the county and SafeGraph, accused of targeting Calvary Chapel using geofencing without a warrant to get information on its whether or not people were the church was abiding by the county's lockdowns. You might remember in California, churches were closed, not considered essential businesses, whereas things like liquor stores and strip clubs were allowed to stay open. Maybe not in San Jose, but in San Diego, I know that was true. Anyway, the county responded saying the allegations are false. To be clear, the county did not use cell phone surveillance to track anyone at Calvary Chapel during the pandemic. They're going to fight it in court. This is kind of a non-denial. Did not track anyone, but may have tracked the entire group. They didn't track individual cell phones. They say this will come out in court. But for 3 years, Calvary Chapel and Santa Clara County have been fighting legal battles in court over the pandemic lockdowns. Look, I don't think it really matters whether it was just one person or they were just tracking cell phones in and out of the geofence around the church. It still should be a violation of the Fourth Amendment right to privacy unless police have a warrant for something indicating specifically what they're looking for and why. This is a tool that should not be allowed in the hands of government. Topic number 2, the Euphrates River. It is drying up. This has been going on now for several years, but it's getting to a critical stage here. The water level at the Tabqa Dam on the Euphrates in Syria has plummeted to historic lows during the last 3 weeks. The Aluk Water Station, which is the main water source for northeastern Syrian agriculture, has been non-functional since June 23rd. That's 2 months now. This impacts about 1 million residents of northeastern Syria. Turkey reportedly releasing sewage into the river on its side of the border. So when you combine that with water that is now in standing stagnant pools where algae grows, you've got a problem now with waterborne diseases being spread by the Euphrates. This is the longest and one of the most historically important rivers in Western Asia. It's about 1,700 miles long. To compare, the Missouri River is about 2,400, the Mississippi about 2,300 miles, but still long, wide, historically important. Turkey provides about 98% of the discharge of the Euphrates River, but because of the Syrian civil war, Turkey just decided to abandon previous agreements over how much water it was allowed to take for agriculture on its side of the border. This also affects Iraq. Iraq has announced that it's going to begin negotiations with the government of Turkey over water rights here in the next few weeks. Now, there are some who see this as prophetically significant because we do read in Revelation chapter 16 that an angel will pour out the sixth bowl of God's wrath, which will dry up the Euphrates and make way for the kings of the east. Now, bear in mind that there's a lot of stuff that happens in the book of Revelation before you get to the Euphrates drying up. For example, the hail and fire mixed with blood, a flaming mountain that falls from the sky, wormwood, the opening of the abyss, and all of the things coming out of the abyss as well. So there's a lot to go through before you get to it. But still, from the standpoint of the people living in Syria and Iraq, this is a really, really big deal. Coming up, the floodgates are open here in the United States, literally. And it's not just letting in water. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with just a few minutes on the clock, we want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these incredible new works in the Warriors of God special offer. When you order the Warriors of God special offer, you'll receive the Kingdom Warrior Full Spectrum Spiritual Warfare, Biblical Clearing and Maintaining Your Spiritual Perimeter by Dr. Michael Lake. But you'll also receive the brand new book by Corby Shuey, For Valor, Defending the Faith for Those of Worth. Both of these works complement each other fabulously and take you on a journey of next-level comprehension of spiritual warfare. But that's not all. Right now, when you order the Warriors of God special offer, we're also including absolutely free the phenomenal two-disc collection on DVD, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell on how the secrets hidden within the biblical feasts unveil the final countdown to the return of Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church. But also included in this incredible special offer is Dr. Michael Lake's massive Shearith Imperative Data DVD library that includes 56 different Christian classic books on PDF for use on device of your choosing, Understanding the Kingdom audio series, the eSword Biblical Software for Windows, and several TV appearances featuring Dr. Michael Lake. All of these items hold a retail value of $95, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling.
Topic number one today, the floodgates are open in Arizona. The New York Post reporting that thousands of migrants are flowing across the border from Mexico, using floodgates that are normally open during the monsoon season in Arizona. And Border Patrol officials have welded the floodgates open so they cannot be closed. 114 massive gates along the Arizona border, normally opened during the monsoon season so that debris during the flash floods won't weaken and compromise the border fence. Makes sense. But the gates are supposed to be closed again when the rain stops. Well, this year they were opened early before the rains came, giving migrants weeks to cross the border. Of course, the cartels on the Mexican side of the border pay close attention to how well the border is being guarded. And now that the season is over and the riverbeds are dry again, local Border Patrol tried to close the gates. Their superiors not only ordered them to be opened, they had them welded open so they cannot be closed. Now, unlike migrants crossing at other points, like in Texas, where most of the migrants are coming from South America looking disheveled, most of the thousands of migrants crossing into Arizona, reportedly, look more like tourists on holiday. And they're coming from other places around the world, like China. This makes no sense to me whatsoever. The migrants are driven up to the border in a bus. They just walk across, turn themselves into Border Patrol, said, seeking asylum. One migrant told the New York Post, it was so easy to get into the U.S., nothing like our journey through Mexico, which was really hard. I thought there was going to be more security. Well, yeah, so did we. SkyWatch TV, just a few more days to take advantage of our thank you offer during the month of August for your gift of any amount. We're going to send you the book by Jonathan Brentner, The Triumph of the Redeemed, about what we can look forward to in glory. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, this is your opportunity to add this book to your reference library. No minimum amount for your donation of any amount. We'll send you Jonathan's book. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. This week on SkyWatch TV, we continue our fascinating four-part discussion with Dr. Michael Lake and Corby Shuey, authors of The Kingdom Warrior and For Valor, talking spiritual warfare in an age where truth, at least as far as our academics are concerned, college professors and so forth, that there is no such thing as truth, which, of course, is a self-refuting premise. Just ask somebody who believes that there is no such thing as objective truth. Really? Is that true? Anyway, you'll find the broadcast schedule for SkyWatch TV, the over-the-air broadcast, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. It's available on Roku and Apple TV right now if you have the SkyWatch TV app for your set-top box. You can also catch it online, the SkyWatch TV channel on YouTube for our main broadcast program, or, of course, our Rumble channel where all of our video content is. Or better yet, as I said at the top of the program, download our free app. That bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, brings it right to your smartphone or tablet. The company that hosts the content on our app is a Christian company, and we will not be canceled from our app. You can use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to cast the video content in the app to your smart TV if it's a relatively recent TV. But there are other features in the app, news updates 3 times a week, calendar of upcoming events, and much more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, and you'll find links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.